All right, so have you ever looked at a handlebar mustache?
And wondered what's the story there?
You're not alone.
Today's deep dive takes us into the fascinating world of mustache styles
Their history.
and what they say about the men sporting them.
Our guide to this whisker wonderland is Bearded Colonel, 21 Best Mustache Styles for Men in 2024.
It's more than just hair, isn't it?
It's a statement, a glimpse into cultural trends.
And even a bit of psychology. And
Exactly.
speaking of statements,
Some of these styles are truly something else.
the Dolly, the Yosemite Sam.
Just the names conjure up such vivid images.
But let's rewind a bit.
What really caught my eye were the classics, like the handlebar.
I mean, curled ends, that swagger.
Did hipsters invent it or what?
They might have brought it back.
But the handlebar actually hails from 19th century England.
Think gentlemen in top hats.
Not skinny jeans.
It's a fascinating example of how a style can cycle through different eras.
Taking on new meanings along the way.
It's like fashion time travel.
Okay, but then you've got the walrus mustache.
Which, let's be honest, lives up to its name.
It's described as drooping over the upper lip.
Sounds like a commitment beyond your average 5 o'clock shadow.
It definitely requires a certain personality.
And perhaps a tolerance for crumbs.
But you're right, it's not for the faint at heart.
Interestingly, it has a long history, too.
With figures like Mark Twain making it iconic.
Back then, a bit of bushy charm was practically a requirement for a man of letters.
It's funny how we associate certain looks with certain professions, right?
Now, speaking of iconic looks,
We can't forget the toothbrush mustache.
Charlie Chaplin, anyone?
But as much as it's associated with his comedic genius,
It later became.
well, let's just say it proves trends can have complicated afterlives.
Absolutely.
It's a stark reminder that what's considered fashionable or acceptable can be dramatically influenced by external events.
And shifting social norms.
Talk about food for thought next time you're shaping your facial hair.
Now, we're talking about styles reflecting the
But
times.
19th century had some real winners.
The handlebar we discussed.
But then there's the imperial mustache.
Talk about a power stash.
Practically screams emperor for a reason.
Think Nietzsche, Kaiser Wilhelm.
Figures who embodied authority and influence.
You rarely see a meek personality rocking an imperial, do you?
Right.
It's like wearing your ambition on your face.
And these weren't just passing fads.
They became visual shorthand for an entire era's values and aspirations.
Precise.
And it makes you wonder,
Do certain styles today attract certain personalities?
if you saw someone with a Dolly mustache versus, say, a horseshoe,
Would you expect different things from them?
100%.
A Dolly screams artistic, maybe a tad eccentric.
While a horseshoe just yells strongman at the gym.
Is it just me, or is there something to this idea of a look projecting an image?
You're not just wearing the mustache, you're wearing the persona that comes with it.
Even the name cowboy mustache.
It instantly transports you to the Wild West, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
And interestingly, our source mentions its practicality for older gentlemen.
Especially when it comes to disguising gray hair.
So it's not always about making a bold statement.
Sometimes it's about a more subtle kind of image management.
Makes you think about the motivations behind these choices, huh?
Okay, but what about a style like the Yosemite Sam?
Now that's a statement and a half.
You have to have a certain personality to pull that off.
It's not exactly your everyday office look.
You're absolutely right.
It takes a certain confidence, a certain boldness to sport a mustache like that.
It's about embracing the outlandish, the larger-than-life personality that Yosemite Sam embodies.
Speaking of which, have you noticed how often these more elaborate styles?
Require an equally elaborate grooming routine.
Oh, tell me about it.
I was skimming through the descriptions for the Hungarian and anchor style.
Wax combs, tiny scissors.
It's like a whole workshop dedicated to your upper lip.
I can barely keep my houseplants alive, let alone a high-maintenance mustache.
It does require a certain level of dedication.
But even a simpler style, like the cop stash standard,
As our friend the Bearded Colonel calls it.
benefits from regular care.
Keeping those lines crisp and clean.
It's an art form, really.
It's like you're sculpting your facial hair.
Not just letting it grow wild.
I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious about my own.
Let's call it a relaxed approach to grooming.
There's beauty in every style.
Whether it's meticulously groomed or allowed to flourish more naturally.
It's about finding what works for you.
What makes you feel confident and comfortable?
That's a good point.
It's not about adhering to some strict code.
But finding your own style within the world of mustaches.
And who knows, maybe this deep dive will inspire some of us to step out of our comfort zones and try something new.
Perhaps.
Or at the very least, I hope it encourages listeners to appreciate the artistry, the history.
And the sheer variety that exists in the world of mustaches.
It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as facial hair can be so loaded with meaning.
Reflecting cultural shifts.
Yeah.
Individual personalities.
And even historical events.
It's a reminder that even the smallest details can tell a story.
If you know how to read them.
You know, I came into this thinking we'd be talking about cool beard styles.
And maybe some funny grooming mishaps.
But this has been a genuine eye-opener.
It's like we've been on an archaeological dig, but for facial hair.
And you've been an amazing guide through this wild world of whiskers.
So thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
It's been a fascinating journey.
Even for someone who's spent quite a bit of time pondering the cultural significance of a good mustache.
You know, you've got me thinking.
Maybe this deep dive will inspire a few listeners to try out a new look for Movember.
Who knows? Maybe we'll spark a handlebar renaissance. Though for the first timers out there,
I might suggest starting with something a little less demanding.
A pencil mustache, perhaps.
A little easier to manage, but still stylish.
Good call.
Baby steps into the world of statement stashes.
Well, on that note, I think we've combed through just about every fascinating facet of the mustache we could find.
Indeed.
But before we go,
I'd like to leave our listeners with a final thought.
The next time you see a striking mustache,
and I hope after this you'll start noticing them everywhere,
don't just observe the style.
Think about the story it tells.
What era is it echoing?
What image is the wearer crafting?
Does it hint at their personality?
You might be surprised by what you discover just from a little bit of hair above the lip.